This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good Saturday morning, everyone. Happy Saturday to you. We are really in our place. We're ready to go. We're ready to really go full steam into our program this weekend. We're in the holiday mode. And help us now with our conversation is Joe McKenzie, our co-host on the program. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. His website is www.rippleconnects.com. That's with an S, 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us this morning.
Thank you.
And we got some good stuff to talk about today. We're into the holiday season mode. And the topic you selected is the holiday season job search.
Yes, we're right in the middle of this holiday season. We should talk about the next 6 weeks, shouldn't we?
Exactly. And I'm thinking there might be some, you know, everything is, you know, as we are gearing up for the holiday, some certain things are winding down, especially for someone in a job search. So what's a person to do when they're really looking for that opportunity? But right now the focus has shifted. It's into holiday and to Santa Claus and all that kind of those kinds of things. How can someone really leverage this time of year?
Well, you definitely have to play a longer game. And what I mean by that is the odds that you're going to be able to, you know, secure a job in during the holiday season gets tougher and tougher with people, keep people out of the in the hiring process, out of the loop on vacation, what have you. New budgets opening up in 2020 first quarter. You play a longer game, but you don't stop playing the game. Okay. So if someone says, well, I'm going to put my job search on hold for the next 6 weeks, I would highly encourage them not to. And even though the reality is that many jobs are not going to be filled here during the holiday season, play the longer game. Look at that first quarter of 2020, which we've talked about getting ready for that, because those are still, you know, January, February, March, traditionally the best hiring months. Play the longer game. And that's really how I would suggest that people stay sharp, that they're ready for anything. Things could happen where you're going to have some early phone interviews, maybe some first tier face-to-face interviews. Maybe the decision's not going to be made until January, February, but you have to remain ready for anything. And that would be so. The takeaway here is, yes, things slow down, but you don't. You have to be ready for just about anything. So don't close up your job search because everybody else is seemingly out of the office. You have to be ready for anything. I know that my own wife had a job interview late in December 1 year. And believe it or not, a lot of the hiring happened right after the new year. So it does happen. Be ready for anything. Every company is different.
Everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie about the holiday season job search. And it seems, you know, as you were just talking, I was thinking perhaps when people are going left, maybe you should go right. And maybe this is the time to really ramp up during the holiday season because so many people may have suspended their job search activities.
Absolutely. Why not zig when everybody else zags? Keep setting those meetings up. Keep reaching out. Keep updating your LinkedIn profile. Those things are still actionable on your part. Don't be static and just wait for something to happen. Go ahead and set up meetings or phone calls. Keep your name out there. You know, keep sharing articles on LinkedIn to someone's feed so they see you. Keep setting up those meetings. You know, even if you set up a coffee meeting with a good friend and you rehearse or practice interview questions. Isn't that not getting ready? Athletes do it all the time. Why as professionals that we think that we can just pick up interview skills cold? It doesn't happen, Freddie.
No.
And so there's a myriad of ways that someone can stay mentally sharp, be prepared, And you're right. If people in job search are not there, it might raise your exposure a little bit. So someone sees you out there and may have, you know, maybe they do call you. Maybe they want to have some informal meetings with you. You never know, Freddie, but yes, definitely zig when everybody else is zagging in the holiday season.
We're talking about the holiday season job search with our career expert and co-host in our program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. So if someone follows your steps, what advantage will they have when the holiday season is actually over?
Well, you're going to be current. You're not going to be having to try to figure out where you left off. And you have to be mentally sharp. You have to be ready. I've said for 5 years, most of us are not prepared to have interviews just on the fly because we're not trained to think like that. And so even if you did mock interview practice with someone in your network, just even having conversations with people about the real job needs and the challenges, you know, of positions or industries out there is going to keep you mentally sharp. And so that's the advantage you're going to bring into that first quarter of 2020, that you didn't stop your job search. You kept it going as best you could during this holiday season. And you never know. We've talked about the holiday season is an opportunity for you to, you know, there's a lot of informal or formal get-togethers. You never know what type of conversation you're going to have with someone in a position to hire you at some of these events. So if you're going to take the next 6 weeks off and not realize that maybe the next person that you meet at a company holiday party or some kind of end of the year type of, you know, luncheon, you never know who's listening and you never know who still wants to have a conversation with you. So those are the ways I would look at it. It does happen, even though it seemingly everybody's going into holiday mode.
Interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie about the holiday season job search. You've given us some things to think about. Let's go over those actionable steps that we can do one more time to make us continue to be relevant. And as you mentioned, zigging when everyone else is zagging, or maybe it's vice versa.
Well, stay engaged, meaning continue to do your best to have conversations with the people, your bench of advocates, your greater network. Even if it's informal back and forth on via phone or LinkedIn messaging, that's good. Keep your LinkedIn profile ready. Keep reading articles about industries and hiring trends and problems and challenges and good things that are happening out there. You want to stay as current as possible. Those are all actionable pieces on your part. Even though key people will be out of the office, you know, for the holidays, you're still staying sharp. And those are the actionable steps I would recommend. And, you know, it's so critical because really within about 30 days, those new budgets open up, new sales forecast, companies have them and they want to make sure that they harness that the first part of the year. And so be ready and take action where you can. And you should be ahead of the competition that didn't hear this advice today on the New Beginnings program.
Great. The holiday season is on us. Joe McKenzie has talked about some challenges for some people who are looking for an opportunity during this time. We've learned some actionable steps. And the main thing Joe McKenzie has told us this weekend is that we have to stay engaged over the weekend and to zig when other people are zagging and to really to stay really, really relevant. And then when the new year comes, Joe McKenzie, you said that perhaps we're at the top of the list.
Absolutely. It's possible that your conversation that you had on December 15th at some get together or holiday party, maybe that conversation that gets you in queue earlier, either in the hidden or advertised job market.
All right. You just mentioned hidden job market, and I know we've talked about that for several times on our show. But for those who are listening for the first time, a really quick primer, the hidden job market is what? It's not really hidden.
No, it's not. The hidden job market is just something that jobs that are not advertised, they're not online or end up in any kind of want ads. And really, a majority of jobs are in that hidden job market for a variety of reasons. There's nothing we can change about it other than how do we leverage the hidden job market. And that is through conversations. That is through self-marketing to make sure that everybody that you've come in contact with knows exactly what you're looking for. So essentially, Freddie, everybody you talk to becomes your eyes and ears in that hidden job market. What a strategic way to go about it versus putting your head in the sand saying, I don't think it's out there. I know firsthand, I have uncovered jobs in my own career that were never advertised, and they came to me through people that I talked to. And I know that's happening as we speak, that jobs are found in the hidden job market. And what a great way during this holiday job search to possibly uncover something in that hidden or unadvertised job market through our conversations.
You just never know. And we got to leave it right there, because you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And our program continues right now.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan, administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guide, simple checklist, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Registered representatives of Strategic Visionaries are registered with and offer securities through Securities America, Inc., member SIPC.
Happy weekend, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings, a place to start your new beginnings and give you a new way of thinking as well. With me right now, as we go into the next segment of our program, is Whitney Emanuel. She is the visionary behind Strategic Visionaries at 612-296-6939 online. strategic-visionaries.com. And once again, that telephone number is 612-296-6939. Whitney, welcome back.
Thank you.
Glad you're with us. And let's talk this week about the three features of investment. And quite frankly, when I think about investments, I think of it as just one huge bucket. But with you as our expert, apparently there are more features than what I originally had thought. So what are the three features of investments?
Yeah, so you're not the first one person to say that. It's just looking at your investments through a different lens. Mm-hmm. So the first is liquidity. So what liquidity is how quickly can I get to my money? So one is liquidity. Two is return. So how high of a rate of return can I get from this investment? And three is safety. How safe or guaranteed is my investment? So those are the three features that I review with my clients regarding their investments.
So can you have all three at the same time?
It's close to impossible.
Why is that?
Well, because it's really two out of three. So if something's highly liquid and has a high rate of return, it's not going to be high in safety, because return and safety do not typically go hand in hand unless you give up liquidity. You can have something that's high return and high safety, like I mentioned, but it's generally going to be low in liquidity. And then you can have something that's high in liquidity and high in safety, but then you're not going to get a very high rate of return out of it. So you have to make sure that you understand that with your investments.
Wow. So those three areas are liquidity, which is quick access, return, how hard is my money going to work for me? And then safety, is this money guaranteed or not? Or what level of guarantee is there?
Right. So there are a lot of different guarantees with investments. It depends on what they are. So let's talk about something that's high in safety, and also high in liquidity, for example. So that's going to be cash, right? So you can get to it at any time. It's safe, but you don't get a good rate of return on it. CDs, you can get an okay rate of return on these. Maybe at this point, I've seen some for 2 or 3% at most, but they are fairly liquid, but again, low rate of return. And some cash value life insurance, like whole life insurance or universal life insurance that's invested not aggressively. Again, you can get to that cash. It is safe, but it does have a lower rate of return. So those are some examples that are high in safety, but they have a low rate of return because they're easily accessible.
What about a high rate of return?
So there's high rate of return and high liquidity. So let's combine those two.
Mm-hmm.
But what you get with that is low safety. So stocks, right? Stocks are not very safe because you're invested in a company. And if that company does poorly, so does your investment. So although you can get high rate of return and you can get to it within 2 to 3 days, it is low in safety. Same with exchange traded funds and mutual funds. Those do have a range with the rate of return and the risk that they're willing to take on. For example, you can take a bond mutual fund or a stock mutual fund and compare those. But none of those are going to have a guarantee. So they're still low in safety compared to cash, for example.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, we're talking about the three features of investments. But it's interesting to me, it seems as if you really can't sit down yourself and go, okay, I want high liquidity and I want my return to be low safety. And then what do I invest in? How do I move my money? How can a layperson make these kinds of decisions?
Yeah, it's a great question. So first is to write everything down. So even if you're not working with a financial advisor, just see where all your money is and see. So like, let's say an average person here, like you said, a layman's, they're going to have a 401k through work. And then let's say they have a savings account.
Okay.
So all they have to do is say, okay, I have this 401k. It's not guaranteed unless you have a guaranteed fund within your 401k for the most part. It's not guaranteed. So you've got a high rate of return. It's highly liquid in the fact that you can make changes within the 401k at any time. If you take out money, of course, there are penalties, but that's because there's a tax shelter over it. But the investments within the 401k, you know, you can change those, but it's low safety, right? So that's where that falls. But then the cash that they have, it's highly liquid, it's safe, but it's a low rate of return. So they've already checked off two boxes that they have. But when you work with a financial advisor, they're actually going to show you your overall asset allocation, and they're going to look at it. And what I do is I look at it from both an investment feature lens, which is what we're doing today, from a tax lens, and then from an asset allocation lens. So stocks, bonds, cash, et cetera.
Well, it seems as if it's a pretty complex mix when you're trying to take care of all of those. You want some safety, you want some liquidity, and you want a return. But we've already heard from the outset that it's really difficult to have all three of those. Are there some alternative ideas that a person who's looking at making some, you know, interesting investment side, they're trying to really diversify their portfolio, can make and still achieve close to all three?
Well, good question. So achieving all three is possible when you diversify your investments in the different buckets, three different buckets, right? So that's number one. The third one that we didn't have a chance to talk about is the high safety and high return with low liquidity.
Ah.
So that's going to be things like annuities. It depends on the annuity. However, if you have an annuity that's fixed interest rate, it's going to give you a higher rate of return than a CD. However, it's not as liquid. You have a charge if you take your money out sooner. So you're giving up that liquidity in order to get a higher rate of return. Then there are annuities with safety riders. So maybe they're invested in the stock market, but they're not as easy to get to because they have these guarantees on there that prevent you from losing money. So that's, again, low liquidity, but high safety in return. Some alternative investments, and then individual bonds. Not many people know about individual bonds when I talk to them, but this is an investment that a lot of people who are more advanced in age are interested in because they are fairly accessible, but they're not as accessible as, and they're more accessible than annuities, but they're not as accessible as cash. So they're in the middle. They give a decent rate of return compared to a cash or CD. They do provide potentially some tax benefits, but you have to wait for the term of the bond in order to access it. So like a 5-year bond or a 10-year bond, 2-year bond, you have to wait for that term in order to get your guaranteed money out of it. If you don't wait, you don't get the guarantee. So again, low on liquidity, but higher than on the safety and return.
Now, when you talk about bonds, and this is really rudimentary, but you're not talking about the federal savings bonds. These are different types of bonds.
Well, savings bonds do fall into the bonds bucket, but then there are treasury bonds.
Yes.
That's what the Federal Reserve really controls. So there's government bonds. So that's federal government bonds that the government issues. And there are several different levels of those bonds. And it really depends on the time frame for them. So the liquidity, they have various levels of liquidity. Then we have state bonds or municipal bonds. So those are going to be school district bonds or general obligation for the streets and roads. So you've got bonds there. And then you also have corporate bonds. So those are going to be bonds that are issued by corporations in order to do projects within the company. So those are private, whereas the first two that I mentioned are government. The government bonds are safer than corporate bonds.
Well, if there's one thing we should remember as a takeaway for this week, what would that be?
Meet with a financial advisor. If you already have money saved and you're not sure if it's split up the correct way in these three buckets or in your tax buckets, like I mentioned before, or at asset allocation with risk, which we talked about in the last program, make sure that you meet with somebody and just get a second opinion or even a first opinion if you're not working with anybody. Typically, that first meeting, we can give you some general advice and there's no obligation or fee. And it's definitely worth an hour of your day to just sit down and get an assessment, just like you would go to the doctor to get a physical. Same thing.
Calling on Dr. Whitney, Strategic Visionaries, 612-296-6939 online. Strategic-Visionaries.com. This is New Beginnings.
Thanks, Freddie.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. Call 952-222-3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975, West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
We welcome now to our studios West Metro Hypnosis, where we find Kelly Von Heidekamp. She is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis. If you'd like to reach out to her, you can, 952-222-3975. And good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Freddie. I'm doing wonderfully well, thank you. How about you?
Unbelievable, thank you. And this week we want to talk about hope and faith. They are two of my favorite attributes.
Oh, well, I'd love to hear that, of course. And we want to talk about these things because, if believe it or not, today is the first weekend of Advent. So Advent starts tomorrow. We mark this four-week journey ahead of us. And in some faiths, we mark these days of Advent by focusing on different inner resources. Let's call them inner resources. And you and I both know that the church that we belong to, on the first week of Advent, we focus our attention on hope and faith. And so whether you're part of the religious family or not, it doesn't matter, because hope and faith aren't necessarily religious resources. They are internal, individual resources that really help us create a bigger, better life for ourselves. And in reading through some of the literature that Unity puts out on hope and faith, the affirmation for this week is, I practice seeing beyond circumstances and behold the light in myself and everyone I know. Mm. Now, by saying this, we can make it sort of a fluffy kind of positive, feel good sort of thing. Or we can take a few moments to really digest this and let it sink in and let it have an effect on how we see the world. Because what we know is that hope evokes trust, that we have to trust that everything is going to work out. And faith is the belief in the things that we cannot yet see. So completely intangible things. But what happens when we begin to call upon those resources of hope and faith to see beyond what our limiting circumstances might be showing us and go beyond that and really connect to the light part of ourselves, not only the light within ourselves, but the light in everyone else. In this holiday season, I am going to challenge us, myself included, I'm going to challenge you too, Freddie, to really take this in and see that higher perspective, see the other side of your circumstances. It doesn't mean that they're not happening and they're not real, but there is a belief that things get better, that things have a way of working themselves out, but it requires us to put our attention on something bigger than the circumstance itself. Would you agree?
I would agree. And so when you put that concentration on something bigger than yourself, then it seems as if everything expands and gets better.
That is an awesome assumption. And I would like everyone who just heard that statement to put that to the test and see if that's what they actually get out. I would put my money on that it does, that everything does expand. Absolutely.
Wow. Kelly is talking about hope and faith this weekend on this first weekend of Advent. And we can reach Kelly at 952-222-3975, West Metro Hypnosis, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Thank you so much for listening to New Beginnings this weekend, as you do each and every weekend. And as we go into the holiday season, we start thinking about the new year and what we're going to do about different things such as our health. And one third of Medicare beneficiaries who pay for a Medicare Advantage plan will see premiums drop about 14% in 2020, that according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, better known as CMS. The average premium for the 22 million people who use Medicare Advantage, a private insurance alternative to original Medicare, will be about $23 a month in 2020, which is down from nearly $27 this year. Open enrollment for all Medicare beneficiaries began on August 15th and ends December 7th. Medicare Advantage, also known as Medicare Part C, helps pay for hospitalization, doctor office visits, lab tests, scans, and other diagnostic services. Most MA plans, Medicare Advantage plans, also include prescription drug coverage. The premium estimate represents a nationwide average. Average monthly charges for MA plans will vary depending on what benefit the plan provides and where a beneficiary lives. Enrollment in MA plans has been increasing steadily in recent years. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services say more than 24 million people will be in those plans in 2020. The agency also estimates that 1,200 more Medicare Advantage plans will be available in 2020 than were operating in 2018. And there's a landmark law that you should be aware of, a landmark law that for more than 50 years has helped millions of older Americans stay in their homes, could be reauthorized by the end of this year. A House committee approved extending the Older Americans Act for 5 years, increasing funding by 7% the first year and 6% for each of the next four. The full House is now weighing it. A similar measure is expected in the Senate later on this year. The law provides money to states to help about 11 million people over age 60 every year, giving Americans the support they need to live at home. Aging in place with independence and dignity has always been a bedrock and a goal of the Older Americans Act, and by many accounts has been remarkably successful. Let's take a look at bringing technology into your health. It's called telehealth, the delivery of healthcare services via computer or other digital device. It's really growing across the country. But some older Americans have not yet embraced the culture, embraced the change. That according to findings by the National Poll on Healthy Aging. This poll was conducted by the University of Michigan in partnership with AARP. The poll of more than 2,000 people aged 50 to 80 found the following things. 71% were concerned that healthcare providers could not perform a physical exam in a telehealth visit. 68% of older adults worried that the quality of the care wouldn't be as great as an in-person visit. 49% had concerns about lack of privacy and not feeling connected to the healthcare provider. 4% say they had a telehealth visit with their healthcare provider in the past year, and 55% did not know whether their healthcare providers even offered telehealth visits. In the long run, it could save you a lot of money. It's worth looking into to see if telehealth is for you. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
And with us now is the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Say hello to Kitty Harris. Happy weekend, Kitty.
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
I am so well and really excited that, we can join together to talk about some great things happening at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis. And you've got a big holiday event coming up in December.
Yes, we are so excited to be holding our annual holiday event on Friday, December the 13th at 1:30 p.m.
And what's it called?
This year, our theme for this event is going to be Karaoke Christmas. One of our wonderful partners on site, Alive and Kicking, is going to be our guest entertainers. And so we have a theme every year. And so this year, we thought karaoke would be an excellent way to celebrate the holidays.
Wow. So tell us a little bit, we've talked about it before, about what the group Alive and Kicking is all about.
So Alive and Kicking, one of our on-site partners, is a senior rock group where members of the group are 62 plus. They're housed here at the center, and they perform throughout the Twin Cities singing a variety of music, and they also host a free community sing out here once a month. And so this is one of those free events that they do as a bonus to the community to provide a holiday event for some of our isolated seniors.
Wow. Everybody, we're talking with Kitty Harris from the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and she is telling us about a big event happening on December 13th, the Karaoke Christmas Party. So who's invited to come? Can even a person who does New Beginnings come?
Absolutely. Everything that we do at the center is free and open to the public. Our mission is to serve 40-plus, but we do have a lot of young people sometimes that might come with their seniors. And this year, we are also fortunate to be sponsored by Gifts for Seniors. And so at this event, we will be able to provide wrapped Christmas presents for those who are in attendance as well. And so, again, the event is free and open to the community.
Right. So are you accepting donations, or are those required if you're serving food or taking care of people who are less fortunate this year?
Nope. Everything is covered by our community, our wonderful community sponsors. And so Gifts for Seniors is an organization that provides the donated gifts for our isolated seniors in Minneapolis, and then Minneapolis Public Housing will be providing all of the refreshments, and our on-site partners here at the Senior Center will also be donating little odds and ends. And our wonderful partner at Alive and a Kickin, in addition to providing our entertainment, they always decorate the space and make everything look so beautiful and inviting to all of our attendees.
So what is the time for the event, and do you need to register in advance?
The time of the event is going to be 1:30 p.m. Doors are going to open at 12:30 so that people can come in and get a seat. And I do encourage people to get here right at 12:30 because it is always a packed house every year. You do not need to register in advance. If you want to call us at 612-344-2221 and let us know you're coming, we'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, we just encourage people to stop in on Friday, December the 13th at 12:30, and let's sing some wonderful holidays music together.
Sounds like a great time. That's Kitty Harris, the Center Coordinator for Cora McCorvey's Health and Wellness Center, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
Sister Spokesman.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month,
Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell with you on this early Saturday morning, and this is Appointed Listening on New Beginnings, and we are glad that you're with us. And it's always important to tell a friend to join you with your favorite program. And we turn our attention now to Vision Loss Resources. They've been helping people in a number of ways in our communities for quite some time. Vision Loss Resources can be reached by calling simply 612-871-2222. I've come to call that the number you cannot forget, 612-871-2222. And joining us this morning is Susan Anderson. She is the Associate Director of Programs for Vision Loss Resources, and Mark Dahlberg, who is a Program Manager for Vision Loss Resources. And good morning and welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Glad you're with us. Let's talk a little bit about independence as it relates to vision loss. And I'm just curious, let's set it up this way. Maybe you're encountering a person who's losing their vision and they're going, oh my gosh, what do I do? How can I remain independent? What's the first thing that happens? Or maybe there's a story you can relate that might illustrate how help can be had.
Sure. Well, first of all, that's such a normal question to ask. You know, what can I do now? How can I even be independent if I can't see? How do I get dressed in the morning, make sure my clothes match if I can't see? How do I pay my bills if I can't read my mail? And once people are connected with us, we're able to show them different tips, different tricks. There's training that we can offer that shows that you can do all of those things I just mentioned and more. Mark is one of our facilitators that teaches in a class that we call Independent Learning Skills Training. Maybe, Mark, you can tell a little bit more about what they can learn there.
Sure, yeah. So actually, a few months ago, a woman called and said that her mother was living in another state and her dad had just died, so she wanted her to move back in with her to Minnesota. And she was kind of worried about what's the next step. Her mom had advanced stages of macular degeneration and her vision was getting worse. And so she kind of, just like you were saying, Freddie, she called and said, you know, this is happening. What can we do? So what we did do is we set up a time to do an in-home assessment with her mom. And we just went in there and spent some time just getting to understand what kind of issues she was having with her vision loss. And we suggested that she come to our independent living skills classes, which she did. And so some of the things she started to learn there, I'll just kind of give you a quick rundown of what a normal class would be like.
Sure.
So every day during that class, we use a different appliance. So we're talking about safety tips about how to, you know, cut things, how to pour things, how to measure things with vision loss. We talk about safety on the stovetop, safety with the oven, safety with the microwave. We show people how to mark their appliances so even though they have vision loss, they can still use those appliances. And so she learned that right off the bat. She loved to bake. She had stopped baking, but now you could tell that she had this renewed interest in baking and couldn't wait to get back and start to use some of these skills.
Mm-hmm.
So during these classes, we talk about anything from how better lighting can help. We talk about magnification and the different tools there are for magnification to help people read or to see photos, things like that. We talk about money management. So people say, you know, I want to handle my own money, but I have to ask somebody, is this a 5? Is this a 10? And we show them either a gadget that they can buy that can identify money. There's free gadgets out there that they can get to identify money. There's apps on your phone that can show you how to identify money. We can even go old school and show people how to fold their money in a different way so that when they reach into their wallet, they can be confident that what they're pulling out is a $20 bill or what they're pulling out is a $5 bill, things like that. So during these classes, there's a lot of things that people learn. And what I tell people usually during those classes is that when you finish these classes, we're not necessarily going to go over everything you could possibly learn about dealing with life with vision loss, but hopefully it starts to spark some other ideas. So if you see us, you know, tell you something about how to handle a, you know, how to tell the difference between shampoo and conditioner in the shower, maybe you apply that to something else so that you can tell the difference between two other things. And so we don't necessarily teach you everything about everything, but we hope to kind of get the juices flowing so that you kind of start to figure out things and start to have the mindset of, well, when I run into something and I'm not sure what to do with it, instead of just saying, well, I guess that can't be done and I have to get somebody else to do that for me, you know, maybe there's a way I can adapt this so that I can stay as independent as I want to be.
Right. It's really about creative thinking, and it's about learning how to do what you used to do in just a different way.
Very interesting. I know that we have a quick set of questions here, but I'm just curious. My interest piqued when you talked about an app for the money. If you have that in front of you, if you know what the app name is, I'm sure our audience would like to know what that is. But I'm curious, what can we do about transportation when you have vision loss? You talked about going to Twins games and so forth in an earlier meeting when we got together. But I'm just wondering, is there a solution for that for a person who wants to live independently and handle their own transportation?
Sure. We can help people figure out different transportation options. Sometimes, depending on where you live in the city, there's neighborhood kind of volunteers that will take people to appointments and things like that. Otherwise, there's an organization called Metro Mobility, which a lot of people who come to our activities get a ride here on Metro Mobility. It's a low cost transportation. And it's not quite a taxi cab because there has to be some planning involved, and it might take a little bit longer than a taxi would or a Lyft or an Uber, but it's definitely an option. So we kind of work with the person depending on where they live and kind of figure out what can be helpful. Another thing is that if transportation to like going to the grocery store or running your errands is an issue, we have volunteers that have all been vetted. They've gone through background checks. They've gone through interviews with us. And they're available to help people every couple of weeks just to go to their house, pick them up, take them to Cub Foods, take them to Walmart, take them to Walgreens, and help them kind of navigate the store, look at prices, make sure that they're getting things that they need. So that's another way that we can help with transportation.
Interesting. Just as a side note, television show I was watching the other day, 60 Minutes, and they were talking about an architect who had lost his vision. And he says he's better equipped now without his vision than he ever was when he was sighted. So it's just interesting that the whole world can actually open up to you. And so that's the business side of it. What about the entertainment side of vision loss? How do you help?
Well, at Vision Loss Resources, we have our own social recreational activities and outings that people are able to access. And it's much like any other type of community center as far as the programming or activities we offer. What makes a difference is that you have the support and you have programming that's been adapted to no matter where you are on that spectrum of vision loss, you're going to be able to access, you're going to be able to have fun, you're going to be able to learn and be a part of our community. Other things that we let people know about is there's a service called Talking Book. So people that were just avid readers and missed being able to turn those pages and look at their library collection and feel like that's a loss, this Talking Book program allows you to be able to still to read, but through an audio form. And it's a really slick service where they're able to just mail everything to your home. So there's no need to getting transportation to and from a library. Everything is shipped at no cost. If they don't have a library book that you really want to read, but you know you have one in your collection, they will transcribe it for you if you send it in. even if there were old love letters that you had that you can't read anymore, they will transcribe those for you and put it on a digital cartridge that you're able to use with this device that they give to you, again, at no cost.
Everyone, we're talking with Susan Anderson, the Associate Director of Programs for Vision Loss Resources, and Mark Dahlberg, Program Manager of Vision Loss Resources, 612-871-2222. And this is New Beginnings.
Vision Loss Resources is a nonprofit community organization with services, skills, and support for people with vision loss. If you or someone you love is experiencing vision issues, we're at 612-871-2222. Online, visionlossresources.org. You don't need health insurance or a doctor's referral. 612-871-2222. To adapt, connect, and thrive with Vision Loss Resources, offering training and social-emotional support in your home and at locations throughout the metro area.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.